This past week, I attended my first rabbinical assembly convention in New York City, back at the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. And as you know, I'm a student of JTS, and so I was so excited to go back to New York. I was thrilled to reunite with my professors and recently ordained colleagues. And it was truly a wonderful week of learning and collaborating. But what I realized is sometimes you can learn much more outside of the classroom. You see, what happened is that on Monday evening, I went back to the hotel that I was staying at. It was late. It was at about 11 p.m. And I saw that my door was open, and it looked like the housekeeper was still cleaning up the room. And without thinking, I walked into my room, I sat on the chair, I curled up, and watched this woman making the bed. And then she started to engage me in conversation. She said, "How was your day?" I said, "My day was fine." "Well, where are you from?" I said, "I'm actually from California." And then I realized it was my turn to ask a question. And I said, "Well, where are you from?" And she said, "Well, I'm from Haiti." And suddenly, I woke up out of my haze, and I stood up from that chair, and I asked, "I can't help but wonder if you were affected by the earthquake." And she said, "Yes, I lost my sister." And for the next 10 minutes or so, we engaged in conversation back and forth. And I realized that although I was spending 4 days in this tower of knowledge and learning, the real lesson was right there in that hotel room. That we can choose to remain asleep on the couch or the chair, or we can walk around this world with our eyes open, awake to the stories that are presented around us. In Leonard Fine's book, Against the Dying of the Light, he tells a story about his wife's grandfather. You see, his wife's grandfather, Yoni, passed away. And on the day of the burial, Leonard Fine was given the task of finding 10 people to make a minyan so that they could sit Shiva. They had 9 and needed just one more. And so Leonard Fine ran down the street to the candy store because he knew that the owner of the candy store was Jewish. They had never interacted before, but he knew. And so he went up to the owner of the candy store and said, "Would you mind being the 10th in our minyan?" And of course, the owner looked at him and said, "I would be honored." He closed up the shop and ran back to the home, and he was the 10th in that minyan. But what Leonard Fine says is that although it was wonderful that this man was willing to be the 10th, and how important it is to stand up and be that support in the community, how much more important is it for each and every one of us to think of ourselves not as the 10th, but as the first? What would it mean if we walked through this world thinking of ourselves as the first person in a minyan? The first person to ask, "How are you? Where are you from? Tell me your story." And so this week, although I learned much, and although I reunited with so many friends and faculty, the most important lesson I learned is that we have a decision in life to make. We can walk through this world being the 10th or being the first. I'll let you make your own decision, but I know which one I want to be. Shabbat Shalom.